This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The UN special envoy from Myanmar called Friday for that country's military leader to step down and return power seized in a February 1st coup to the democratically elected government. Christine Schreiner-Bergener told the UN General Assembly Committee that deals with human rights issues that she does not see a stable nor a viable future for Myanmar under the military leadership. She said if General Min Aung Hlaing truly cares about his country's future, he should step down and hand power back to the civilian government. Schreiner-Bergener made her appeal in her final UN briefing. She'll step down on October 31st after 3.5 years in the post. Most of her final year has been dealing with the fallout from this military coup. More than 1,100 civilians have been killed since the coup, thousands jailed, and more than 250,000 displaced in chaos and violence. The military has ignored international pressure to reverse the situation, and supporters of the overthrown democratic government have formed their own militia. Before the coup, 1 million people in Myanmar were in need of humanitarian assistance. Since February, that number has skyrocketed to 3 million. A Jamaican police source told VOA Friday that Jamaican police have arrested a suspect in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. This according to a Jamaican police source speaking to VOA on Friday. The source says the man was arrested by the island's counterterrorism unit earlier this week after he entered the country without documentation. The source says he is still in Jamaican custody. Interpol has identified him as Mario Antonio Palacios, a former Colombian military officer. The police source told VOA Palacios has appeared in court and was convicted of illegally entering the country. VOA News. Ecuador's President Guillermo Lasso said Friday that the nation will scrap monthly price increases on fuels and will instead fix prices for premium gasoline and diesel. Lasso's decision follows pressure by indigenous and other organizations who had called a national protest for next week in rejection of fuel price rises, and the government's economic and social policies. Previously, Ecuador's fuel prices were set monthly by a fluctuating system based on the price of oil and related products. The new fixed prices are slightly higher than those that were due to be set for this month. Lasso also said he will enforce fixed prices of basic supplies and a move to help Ecuadorians facing the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Ethiopian forces carried out an airstrike Friday on the town of Mekele. It was their fifth on the Tigray regional capital since Monday. There were no immediate reports of casualties following Friday's airstrike. A UN humanitarian flight bound for Mekele had to turn back to Addis Ababa mid-flight because of the airstrike, according to an official. The official said not a single aid truck has been able to enter the embattled northern Ethiopian region since Monday. British police investigating the 2017 Manchester Arena suicide bombing attack arrested a man on Friday on suspicion of a terror offense. Police say the 24-year-old local man was arrested as he returned to Britain via Manchester Airport on suspicion of engaging in the preparation of acts of terrorism and assisting others in the same. 22 people, including 7 children, died in that attack on crowds at a concert in the venue by U.S. singer Ariana Grande. The arrest comes a day after Ismail Abedi, the 28-year-old brother of Salman Abedi, who carried out the attack, failed to appear at a public inquiry into the bombing. Israel on Friday effectively outlawed 6 prominent Palestinian human rights groups by declaring them terrorist organizations, a major escalation of its decades-long crackdown on political activism in the occupied territories. The declaration appears to pave the way for Israel to raid offices, seize assets, arrest staff, and criminalize any public support for the groups. Most of the targeted organizations document alleged human rights violations by Israel, as well as the Palestinian Authority, both of which routinely detain Palestinian activists. And Tunisia imposed a COVID-19 vaccine pass on Tunisians and all foreign visitors, according to a presidential decree. On Friday, the pass will be required to enter cafes, restaurants, hotels, and tourist establishments. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.